sweating on my ass is a problem. Yep. Bought me a drink and you got some. I wanna hit this ass cause it's awesome. Yeah. Flashing your cash, boy, I got some. No credit, nigga. No car, nigga. I wanna ride or die, not a walk or die, nigga. Now leave a bitch alone cause I'm feeling kinda stressed. I told your ass before, damn nigga, is you pressed? Bitch. Press. Nigga, you press.
It's like, you may hear like a hip hop piece and you automatically want to kind of change your movement to fit like a more hip hop style. But I was just like, just being like more genuine with my movement, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Does Nico, does he favoritism? Do you think he favoritism you or gives you favoritism?
Not necessarily. I mean, Amanda always assists him, so obviously, like, that's her helper. That's her his assistant. I mean,
yeah.
So obviously, she's always going to be there. But I don't think he favorites anyone. He tries to call out all his close friends. Mm. Also, on top of like other dancers that did well or that stand out, but not just his friends. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, next subject.
Nice subject. Let's
right now. Oh, bitch.
Nice subject. Let's move on from it, please. Thank you. Nice Angel. Subject.
Thank you, Angel. Wow. Hey.
Girl, Angel just gave her book, honey. She said her book was finished, and now she's ready to move on.
Right. All right. Let's go on and move on to ask what's the 5, 6, 7, 8. Go ahead and read the letter, Al. You read better than I do.
The letter here, and this, I was kind of reading over it a little bit. I think they might be Asian because it's kind of like some broken English, so I'm trying to translate a little bit.
I copied and pasted it, girl.
My assumption, I just, you know, hey, my family's Filipino, so I just kind of think I'm with them. But here we go. My name is James, and I hate my girlfriend's gay best friend. I have been in a relationship with my girlfriend for 6 years now. 2 years ago, my girlfriend started a new job and became friend with her gay friend. Now, mind you, I have no issue with gay people at all, and I respect them fully. But her friend is pissing me off big times. Big times. See? Filipino.
He's a bro.
The big issue is that she has seen him all the time. I mean, pretty much every day after work, she is always going to his home and doing stuff with him. I have no idea what she does because she never tells me until late at night. Or just plainly lie to me that she is over at her uncle's house. Why are you lying, kicking it with the gay man?
Oh, are you sure he's gay?
Right.
Thank you.
I was so pissed off the other day that I made a fake Instagram account to see what's going on. Enough was enough. I found out that his gay friend has over 150 pictures and videos of her on his stories. Not sure how to call them. I personally feel weirded out by that and don't feel comfortable. To me, it's just like this guy is obsessed with her. Also, she has been canceling plans with me to go see her best friend multiple times over the last 2 years. I don't know how that shit's flying out. She is also going on vacation with him. Last time they went to Florida together with the gay friend's family, when I specifically told her that I wanted to go somewhere with her, just her and me, and she came back to me with this shit at the last minute. I can't do it anymore. I talked to her the other day about the issue with her friend, but she is always protecting him and telling me that I don't understand the relationship that she has with her friend. I don't get it either. I'm deeply in need of advice. I don't see myself in the future with her if this keeps going on like this.
Well.
Bruh.
He sounds like a side dude.
You're a host?
And this guy is not gay.
Right.
I don't think the guy is gay. I don't know.
There's a gay female over there that she's probably interested in.
Unless he have a straight friend come over there. Mm. Or he have a straight relative.
But it's definitely something.
You know, she's
cheating in some way. Because why are you being all secretive with a gay man? Like, that don't make sense.
The only thing I could think that could be wrong with that is unless she's having him or he's having her do certain things that she's never used to doing, like drugs. That's the only
thing. Oh, that's another thing too. Yeah.
That can only make sense. And he's probably very religious too. We don't know that. What I mean. So he's probably against all the shit that she like all that type of shit. And this is to her when he's trying to like live her best life. Ooh,
crystal meth.
Damn.
Gay boys love this crystal meth, honey.
She's been doing all this and counting the plans and shit. That's what it sounds like.
No, they fucking. Because you know what? Because back in the days,
she went on vacation with him. The family didn't go. They went on vacation together somewhere and with no family. It was some situation going on. They used the family thing as it's just going to be kind of this innocent kind of thing.
Amal, did y'all see but like...
been together 6 years.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I've seen relationships like that where the person's sticking around because they want to be... because the other person's controlling. Like, okay, we don't know. Like, the guy's like explaining, saying he doesn't have a problem with gay people, but at the same time, we don't have a relationship. We don't know if he's fully fucking controlling or not.
Mm-hmm.
So she's probably using this as an escape to get her to like just go and enjoy her life. So it's a lot of factors that can play along with that. I don't want to just assume that she's cheating because that could not probably be the case. But the way it kind of is because she's like keeping things from him that he would want to know about. But we don't know the relationship fully.
Even if they're not having sex, don't you think that it is the dedication of the relationship to this gay man over her own relationship?
It's probably more fun. Honestly, they could possibly be having sex. I don't know.
Yeah, we don't know.
They could.
Having sex, though. Is that still cheating in a way?
It's still cheating.
With that quality time?
Yeah. I mean, that's quality time that she could be sitting with your man. I still find that cheating because I know if my ex was doing some shit like that with someone else besides me, knowing that we had time to like spend with each other, then I would have definitely been feeling the same kind of way. I'd be like, you're spending more time with this person. I know this is your girlfriend or whatever, but like, I'm here too. Like, we still have a relationship it's not even just a boyfriend situation. It's more of just like us, like keeping our relationship together, just making sure we still have time for each other.
A balance.
That's why I have to have a balance with mm-hmm. it. Like, I want you to still have time with your friends, but if you're spending more time with them and no time with me, like, how you think I'm going to feel?
There's another story to it because I think he's just telling his side. There's a definite she can be like, well, this go Angel.
That's what I want to know. Like, okay, before this friend came along, like, what was their life? Like, did she just go to work and go home? Mm-hmm. Like, is she finally like, was there quality time just hanging out at home, or like, were they doing stuff? And maybe now this is like the first time in a while or whenever she actually is like
living her life,
like, or she has someone that she can like vent to or like talk to. Like, does she have other friends? Like, has she never had other friends to like vent to and stuff like that? Or like, is he just playing video games and she's just there? Like, I want to know the other side too, you know?
Yeah,
that's true. I think every woman does need a gay man in their life as a friend. Mm. You need a gay man in your life,
Brandy. Brandy loves me and Alan.
Make sure they're not toxic, neither.
No, don't try it. Don't try it, Jason. Don't motherfucking try it.
Brandy loves me and Alan.
You do need one because your man, whoever you start messing around, ain't got them tendencies. So you bring them around us, and we'll find that out for you.
Oh, and trust me, B, we'll see a dick pic eventually, too.
I know.
We will see his dick pic eventually.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Brandy looking out the window trying to run down. Like,
but no, there's definitely another story here. There has to be. I think
okay, but wait. I got something to say.
It's crystal meth. Go ahead.
It may or may not be. What about guys that want to just be around their boys all day and barely see their bitch? Okay, because sometimes relationships are like that to where, you know, you rather be with your friend or other partner because they're not keeping up with the Kardashians.
Yeah. But it has to be something. It has to be something. It has to be like a controlling situation.
Yeah, but it doesn't have
going on.
But it doesn't have to be, because sometimes, you know, when you find friends, I'm saying people in their right minds, they find friends that could give them energy, that can give them life. Exactly. Seriously. I'm just saying. I'm being straight up honest with you. Some people don't look for that, but a lot of people find people that give them energy that offer. And then sometimes when they go home, they get the energy sucked the fuck up out of them. And so for all I know, she might want to be with her best friend because that's where she, you know, that's where her energy is thriving at. And then I'm saying she, because like I said, we don't know the other side of the story.
Yeah.
He may not be hitting them walls right. And I'm not talking about sexually, I'm just talking about energy. You know what I mean? Energy.
Be dead, huh?
Why the energy though? I mean, okay, don't get me wrong. Let me not say that. I have an understanding of why people stay, but in the end it's like that means how much do you love yourself? How much do you value yourself if you're not really getting that type of energy from your partner that you're getting from other places? It's like that's a waste of your time, a waste of your energy, a waste of your fucking life. Why continue to fucking
That's a million-dollar question for a lot of motherfuckers out there that we know they're in horrible relationships. Yeah.
Ask ourselves that question, goddamn it, shit.
Yeah, motherfuckers, those out there in horrible. Yeah, that's a whole different topic right there. That's a whole.
Okay, honey, we gonna call that. We gonna
just hit a nerve. Brandy hit a nerve. I'm just like,
for real. Hey, you know what that's called? Because they just want a title. That's just because they want a title. They don't give a fuck. That's like somebody at the thing, like you at the restaurant with your friends and somebody comes up to your table and be like, are you using this chair? Because my husband need a chair over here. Bitch, just say you need an extra chair. I don't give a fuck if that's your husband that need that goddamn chair.
Brad, you're just a bitch. That's why, girl. That's what I love about you, Mistake.
Why are you announcing that it's your husband that need a chair? Just like, you guys have an extra chair because I need one. Oh, bitch, I don't need to know if it's your fiance, your boyfriend, your husband, bitch.
But if she's lying to him, saying, I'm at my uncle's, but she's hanging out with him, either one, she's doing that because maybe he flashes on her when he says, I'm hanging out with my friend. So maybe he's all angry. So to avoid fights, she does that. Because I used to do that shit all the time. When I hang out with Alan, I'm going to hang out with Alan. I used to lie and say, I have to go to work. Okay, first of all, swollen bitch. Let me tell you something real quick. Let me give you a quick read there, Liberace.
We're not arguing today.
Oh, honey, no, bitch. You gonna call me out, Miss Thing, on my motherfucking show, bitch? I'm gonna read your ass real quick, okay?
I love you.
First of all, honey, bitch. I am 100 honest with my man. If I want to suck someone else's dick, if I like the man, I'm like, oh yes, I'm doing what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna tell him what I'm doing. I have no reason to lie.
But back in the day,
I used to put guys' phone names and my phone number and my phone as girl names. So if I got a call, like if it was Brian, I would put Brianna in there. Or if it was James, I would put Jamie. So if I get text messages,
Alana.
But no, I used to put girl names as guy names in my phone, and I would put work next to it. So if guys used to text me, oh, who is Jamie from work? I'm like, oh, it's just a bitch from work. So he would never know that I was actually talking to guys on the side.
So why the fuck would you even ask?
Honey, you know what? Jamie working, his name was Jaime.
It was. Brandy, you're right. His name was Jaime. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, you know I love me some Latin men, honey. I love me some Latin boys, girl. You know that, honey. Yes, bitch. But no, I think this guy, yes, I hope they do break up. I hope she needs it. I think she needs to break up with him. I don't think it has to do with him. I think it has to do with her.
He's probably scared. Yeah. She's a little controlling. No, that's honestly. She's at her uncle's house.
Like we said, we don't know their relationship, so I don't want to assume that it's all him. It could be her too. Mm-hmm. We don't know. That's why he's coming to you guys for help for this.
Well, we started off on her side, and now we're on his side.
Oh, never mind.
We're exploring both sides.
Yeah, wrong.
Because he could be lying. The part he could have left out was when I finished hanging out with my friends and playing video games for 7 hours, she wasn't ready to hang out with me when I wanted to.
Right.
Yep. Okay, we need more context. We need more context.
That's one girl. Yes.
Yeah, people, I feel like when people ask for help, they gotta get more context, unfortunately.
So I say that if you are falling out of love with this person, then you should probably take some separation.
There's some kind of disconnect going on there,
yeah,
obviously.
You guys are just not connected. Like, y'all need to step back away from each other and just reevaluate that shit.
Yeah. There's definitely some kind of disconnect.
It's going to be misery for both of y'all. You know, I wonder if they live together.
Girl, that's a good question. I don't know. I don't think... If they've been out for 6-7 years, they might live together now. I'm not sure.
Might, yeah. You know how these relationships be nowadays, be together 10 years, and ain't nobody getting married.
Yeah.
Me. I'll be with my man. I'll be with my man for 9 years, and we're not going to get married until next year, probably. But, yeah. But we'll see.
Congrats.
Maybe. We might get married.
Yeah.
Congrats.
If you don't piss me off tomorrow.
The country is back open.
Yeah, right? Right. If you don't piss me off tomorrow, then we might get married. I don't know yet, so we'll see. If you don't clean up some shit around this goddamn house and do dishes once in a while, maybe we'll get married. So we'll see about that. So, yeah. So, all right. Let's go on. Back on him real quick. I don't know what to tell you, sir. I think at this point, you need to reevaluate your relationship with her. Be honest, up front. Talk to her. If she ain't listening to you, then you peace out. Maybe she needs to peace out. I don't know.
Yeah, if they're not just vibing, they need to separate
and yeah.
Evaluate before that shit get like physical.
Yeah. Ooh. You know? I hope it don't go that far, but also yeah. And if the gay best friend is single, tell him I said hello and I'm gonna suck his dick. Thank you very much.
Bitch, you're probably already friends with him on Tinder.
I probably already sucked his dick, probably. I don't know, probably did. Okay. You know,
might be toxic.
Yeah, right.
That might be some toxic ass dick.
Shit.
We've all had it before. We've all had some toxic dick before. You're like, oh shit, this shit's so good, but so bad for me at the same time. Yes.
I've had
Oh my God. Yeah.
Tamia had two of those, huh, Tamia? All right. Ooh. All right, let's go on and catch the tea. So, this is a very taboo subject. For gay men, it's wonderful, anal sex, but with females, not so much. So there's not really a book on how to do it correctly, but there are do's and don'ts of anal sex. Alan is a pro. Alan's a pro at anal sex.
What did you just say?
There's the do's and the don'ts of anal sex.
I quit. I'm done. I'm about to jump out the window. Bitch, my face hurt. I just got my face done. I can't stand you. Oh my God.
But Alan's a pro at anal sex. I personally am not a pro at it. Alan can give some advice on anal sex.
Why are you giving
out
his tea?
I'm kidding. I'm totally playing. No, I am
not a pro. I like it a certain way. And the booty hole is not made naturally like a pussy.
No, I think that's one thing that gay men. So put it this way: when you first came out as gay, what is something now about anal sex that you would love to or like to have known of back then, that you know now versus then?
You need hella lube.
Yes. Oh. You need lots of lube.
You need to work on loosing it. Okay.
Yeah.
You start with one. You go two. And you go as you can.
Yeah.
Depending on the size of the dick you are working with, that's trying to enter. Okay.
So Alan has his fingers up right now. You guys can't see him. But he has his fingers up.
Because William used to always be like, "Let me put three."
Oh, no.
And so, like, you know, after being together for like 10 years, you can get three. But you really have to take. Bitch, is Angel on his back trying to take fingers right now, bitch?
Angel, are you trying to finger yourself right now?
So, you cannot pound the ass like it's pussy. You just can't go digging and shit. Like, drill it. Now, Tamia, it works for Tamia like that. You can drill her.
I like it.
I was about to say Jeff's booty hole is the only one that looked like a pussy.
hers is. Oh, I'm dead.
No, that shit is like jellyfish. You know how like jellyfish like this? His ass is like that. Oh. Okay, bitch, that shit goes in. Bitch, you could fit a couple of dicks at one time. Now, and he'll be okay while he are you fucking him.
No, she's a power bottom. But no, she's a power bottom. There's a difference. So there's bottoms and there's power bottoms. And there's verse bottoms. And then there's verse. And then there's tops, basically. So Jeff is a power bottom. She's a drill. She's a drill bottom.
Drill sergeant. Bitch.
Drill sergeant bottom is the. Yes, she. And Tamia is too. I actually walked by her one time getting fucked at Steamworks. I was like, where did Tamia go? I looked to the left and she's sitting there going, and I was like, oh my god! She goes, she goes, get out of here! It's good, yes.
You know how old I was,
bitch. Okay. I almost fell the fuck out, and she was, and this.
But I can say that from now because I'm older. I think that. I get with a lot of straight men, so I am very more skeptical now because you get some dudes that are way too aggressive. They're way too aggressive, and they do try to do things like it's another part of your body, and it's not. You know, so I feel like if you let them know right then and there, like, this is what I want, this is how I want you to do me, and if you cannot, then you cannot. But you can't just run at me like that. This is not a lawnmower.
I blame porn too. I blame porn because people watch porn and they think that's how you're supposed to do it. Like literally, the guy walks up.
No, but you get some people that just into that.
What?
I learned from porn, though. No, this is the kind of porn you watch.
No, no, you can learn from porn, but no, porn.
I learned from porn.
So I think everyone has learned from porn, but porn can be a good teacher and also a bad teacher because they do cuts.
Yeah. Well, porn can be wrong.com.
So, but people don't see on the other areas that when they do a cut, they go cut, they stop, and then they loosen up the booty hole with the dick at first, and then they go back and they go action, and they just shove the dick in. So people don't realize you just can't shove a dick up in there. You have to take your time and open. It's like a beautiful flower, and you have to open it up to the world. And you have to do it very, very. You have to do it slowly. And you know what hurts is when they go, they jam it in you real quick, and all of a sudden you go, whoop, and you close up real quick, and you go,
oh my god!
You stop breathing for like 2 seconds because they go so quick in you. Oh, girl.
Well, I'm gonna tell you like this as a straight woman. Shouldn't no man watch no porn and try to give it to a woman like that? Because don't no bitch want it like that.
No bitch or no man wants it like that either. But you know what? I blame porn. Even my sister said that one time. Like she was fucking with some dude a long time ago. And he was a jackrabbit. He was bop, 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 bop.
Oh, no. I can't do it.
Yeah. No, to me, you do like it like that. You like a jackrabbit girl. Don't lie. I do. Yeah, see, it's just the fuck. But some bitches don't like jackrabbit. You like jackrabbit girls, ladies? Brianna, like,
Brandy is not no nun. Girl, I don't know why she's sitting over there trying to act like she's a nun. Oh. Brandy, you are not a fucking nun.
Bitch, first and foremost, I just said I don't like no porn ass fucking.
But you like your fucking ass?
But I mean,
I don't do ass shots. I don't do that shit. At all.
Why?
At all.
You know what? Part of the reason why my last relationship fell is because I didn't have no porn stuff.
What happened?
Part of the reason why my last relationship fell because of I didn't have any porn style fucking.
Because what?
No, I didn't.
I can barely hear you.
Speak louder, babe. Part of the reason why my last relationship didn't last is because I didn't have any porn style fucking.
Oh. Did you talk to him about that? Did you tell him, say, hey?
Probably 2 months before we fully broke up. I brought it up to him. We're crying about it, and we said we're going to work on it, but shit happened. That's a whole different topic. We'll talk about that later.
So
y'all couldn't even like y'all talked about it. Y'all couldn't like
collaborate.
So we had a long distance relationship. I'm I live in Oakland, but he lives out here in Southern California.
Oh, girl, I did it before. It didn't work. Sorry.
Yeah.
I know how.
But it worked because I worked for an airline.
So oh, it works for you, honey. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So I got to see him like at least twice a month, but because I got back into dance, I was only seeing him like once a month. But even then, our sex was just going.
Wow. Yeah. Was he not good at it or what?
For me, it was not good. And that's the first time I realized sex to me is a big factor in relationships.
Whoa.
Yeah. I agree.
It's a big factor in everything.
No. Okay, I agree. Yes, because in the very beginning, sex can be okay and then get better.
Yeah.
And then. There's times when sex can be good in the beginning, and all of a sudden it goes downhill.
Then it get whacked in the end.
Yeah. So was it good from the get go or no?
It was good in the fact because of our first date and how he just shut this like racist dude down that was hitting on him in front of me, and I was just like, I was just like, I just found him so attractive and so hot after that, but it just got lazy. It just got lazy, and I got used to it. So, because it got lazy, I mentally just took it on as like, okay, well, this is how our relationship's gonna be. So I'm like, whatever. And then every time he tried to like,
gonna burn me,
I was not really fully into it. Oh shit. Hold on, the sound went off.
I'm sorry, nothing's worked. Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it happened. I mean, it is what it is. I live and I learn, and I know what to look for in my next relationship. So.
Yeah, that's the thing about like.
So has it made you thought about changing your sex game up?
Not really. I mean, I know how I can be sexually. Like, I can be. I'm not trying to here.
say it.
I know my game is solid. It's just, but I know it matters of the level of energy I want to give to the person and how they make me feel, like how our relationship is with each other. And the only way I can actually give that to them we just got to have that same like type of energy, like coercing back and forth with each other for me to actually want to give that level of like, you know, nastiness, sex, and like freakiness that I know I have inside of me. So. It just depends on the person. It really just depends on the person.
It absolutely does depend on the person because you need to have a certain chemistry with people to go to those extremes. Some people could just do it with anybody, but certain people like myself, like if I feel like I want to get a little freakier with someone, it depends on who I'm dealing with. It can't just be some, you know, even if I like you, I still might not feel comfortable enough to like do those things. Whatever that may be. Yeah. Excuse me?
Whatever that may be.
Just because you're... Never mind. Let me just shut the fuck up and mute myself before I start going on.
Say it. Come for me, ho. Come for me.
Fucking up hella bad.
Yeah.
No, it's all right.
But no, I think sex period in a relationship, but anal sex itself... I've actually was in a relationship with someone for 3 years, and we didn't do any kind of anal sex.
Oh, what? I'm sorry.
Huh?
Is that weird?
Yeah.
In the
gay community, that's weird. That's weird as fuck.
It was
yes.
Yeah, it was Teddy. Remember Teddy Allen?
What? Y'all didn't have no anal for the first 3 years? Are you serious?
Well, we were together for a year.
Oh, bitch, what the fuck? Talking about
he started. Now. He started using drugs, so I left him.
Oh, then I wouldn't have given shit.
You cut off.
Hold on, my thing's all messed up. Hold on. But no, yeah. So I was with him for like a little bit for a year, and we never had anal sex.
Well, why were you nervous?
Girl, it wasn't me, girl. It was him.
Oh, him?
He was scared. He was scared. He was gonna shit on me.
Oh, well, hey, them things happen. You have to comfort him if he paint a picture.
That's another thing, too, anal sex. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you dush, put a little water up in there, spray a little bleach up in your vaginas and your little pussy holes.
Try not to eat.
It's bleach. What the fuck are you talking about, Trump?
Yeah, look at that shit. I was like, I had some issues.
You gave him Christmas gifts?
Nah, it was good. It was honestly, it was just not good sex.
Oh, it happens. I think some people.
Passionate. We connected, but it's just like he just couldn't keep it up.
Gotta go.
I just like gotta go. And it's like I'm okay. I feel like I was putting in most of the work, and honestly, at this point, I'm just like, dude, if I have to put in all the fucking work just to make sure you stay up, there's no point. It's just. We might as well just cuddle, make out, and that's it. But I'd rather just do that. I'd rather be happy.
Cuddle, make out, and go to bed.
Like, trying to put it
in. I can't do that. I'm a whore, so I need to suck a dick, and I need a fucking ass. If I ain't fucking you, and I ain't sucking some dick, and your dick don't work, you got to get the fuck out. I need a man with his dick got to work. Your dick has to work. Alan, I can't. No, I'm sorry. If your dick can't get hard, you got to go.
Oh, God. No, so I one of my really good friends, like when we were younger, we used to have sex, and he's like small, but not small in dick size, but just small, but his dick is like 10 inches thick. Straight up.
Oh, where's he at?
I'm I almost gagged just by listening.
He knows how to like walk you through it. He literally walked me through steps in order to be able to take his dick. And I'm just like, every time. I was just like, I wasn't sore the next day.
Hold on.
I was able to take a shit with no problems. I was just like,
he had an IKEA dick with instructions how to take his dick.
He knows like how to work
people.
Where does he live?
Step one, spin on the dick. Step two,
I need this manual, please.
I was just like, damn, you're good. It's like, there are people. I mean, I do feel like, yeah, there, you can't just. And then I had like some guy I was dating who just like had a. Like about the same damn size, and was just trying to just force this shit in there. I'm just like, dude, like, literally telling you to slow the fuck down.
Oh no, dude, that's the motherfucker that don't care.
Makes no sense. So yeah, I do feel like you can do it, because I said you can do it. Even if it comes to ladies, you can do it. You just got to make sure your man knows what the fuck they're doing.
Girl, 10 inches, honey. I can barely take 3 inches. I'm like, no, ma'am, get out of my booty hole.
No, it was honestly, that's probably like one of the most.
Girl, one time I took 2 inches.
Oh, damn.
And bitch, how did that go, girl? Did you feel anything?
Girl, I was getting tickled.
Oh, that tickles so hard.
Bitch is like throwing a fucking golf ball in a hallway, girl, huh? It's all.
Oh my gosh. And he was asking me if I liked that, and I'm like, yeah.
That's great. Has anyone ever faked an orgasm? I know ladies have.
I fake that shit so he can hurry up and go.
It's not a fake orgasm. It's just like, I guess you just fake the moan.
Yes, I have. I remember. I was like, I've done it before. I faked it.
Are you okay, girl?
I spit on a guy's back. I spit on a guy's back one time. I was fucking him. I was all, I'm coming. And I was like, oh, I came. And I spit on his back. he was all rubbing it in, going, oh, yeah, I love it. Yeah.
Rubbing it in, bitch.
He's like, oh, I feel so good in my back. I should write a book on anal sex. I should write a book on it.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Oh, back Brandy.
To back to the dude that told you how to take it.
You're nicer than me. I'd just be like, okay, I can't come. I'm sorry.
No, I've done it before, too. Actually, I've done it a few times. I'm like, I'm sorry. I'm just not into it. I actually told a guy I'm not into it. Actually, I told people to leave before you walked in. I was like, oh, you got to go. I'm not.
Honestly, I feel like that's way better than you just, like, continue to, like, go on with it. Because it's like, you're not making yourself happy. You're not satisfying yourself.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I gotta make sure I'm getting satisfied too.
Or you meet those guys in the club and you go out to their house and they stink down there. You're like, oh no, I'm good, thank you.
I'll just be like, take a fucking shower, wipe yourself down. Now I'll be like that. Before I'm just like, I used to just suck it up, and I'm just like,
Literally.
Yeah, I had very low standards when I was younger.
Girl.
She's like,
I will suck a stinky dick. I don't give a fuck. I will suck a stinky dick.
My issue was the fact that I was just not, I was scared to like let them know, like, I don't want to make this awkward and you're cute. So I just want to tell you. I'll suck it up for my own sanity.
Oh, no.
No, but at this point, I'm just like, if you can't get your shit together, there's no point. There's no point. Because I'm like, why would I lower my standards for something that I'm trying to, like, get to?
Yeah.
That's not fair.
Well, this was an interesting conversation. Bree's like, I don't get fucked in the ass. She's like, nothing.
I don't do all that shit. Keep a dick out of my face. Look,
it's a process, girl. It's a process.
Yeah.
Like, I can see.
You have to relax all your muscles.
Oh, yeah.
I don't do that shit either.
For me, like, okay. So I have to douche. And there's a difference between using like a straight stick and then one that kind of curves. Right? Because the curved one goes more like into your body than the straight one. And bitch, it changed my life. And then I've been using this anal scrub too. So like makes everything like nice and smooth. And then I take a shower.
Girl, what brand is this, girl? What brand is this?
Anal scrub.
It's called Studio Ready. Coffee anal scrub.
Coffee anal scrub.
One more time, what's it called?
Yeah.
Studio 20?
Ready.
Oh, Studio Ready.
Pornographers use.
It's what porn stars use, yeah.
Brandy's gonna order some right now, huh, Brandy? You gonna order some of that shit right now, Brandy?
That booty though. Oh shit.
Once again, bitch, I told you I don't do those ass shots, honey.
Yeah.
But no, relax all your muscles, use a lot of lube,
relax,
and take your time, and don't shove it in there, tops. Mm-hmm. Take your time. And again, yes, the funny thing is the bottoms are usually the ones that are in control. Tops don't realize that. Bottoms are the ones that are more in control of the tops. And I don't think tops realize that the mm-hmm. bottoms are the ones that are really the ones in control, really. You know, to an extent. There's the funny thing is, with anal sex too, there's a certain type of vulnerability there too with giving yourself someone that's, go ahead, Alan.
You know what? Guys can be like, they could be like, come on, just take it. And be disrespectful, like shove it in. Oh, it's all the way in there. Ah.
And oh, hell no.
You gotta be consoling the booty hole.
Console it.
Girl, yes.
You have to speak to it.
Those are the ones that only care about they nut, but not their partners. And those are the ones that ain't shit.
Yep. And they probably don't know how to fuck. That's what it comes down to.
I had been chatting with a guy for a couple of months on Tinder, and like he tried to hang out a couple of times, and I thought we were just gonna hang out, like, but he was trying to like have sex, and I didn't realize till like the day that we actually
girl
met up.
Bitch, don't be that dumb, girl. You don't. Let's hang out. No, I mean, I'm gonna fuck you.
No, I mean, there's some, I kind of do that with some people sometimes, but I actually try to, like, actually get, like, have a genuine conversation. If it leads there, I'm happy.
Yeah, me too. Like, even if it's on Grindr, I always try to have, like, genuine conversation for, like, days, for weeks, or whatever. Like, I need to feel comfortable with someone before just having someone over.
Yeah.
Especially because, like, I'm a small guy. Like, and if, like, my roommates were to not be here, and something happens, like, I'm in trouble, you know. But anyways, for like 4 days after that, he was like trying to hang out, like super like last minute, and I'm like, no, I can't. He thinks I could just like go over there like at that second. I'm like, bitch, this took 4 hours of prep time for me to hang out with you on Sunday. Like I need to not eat for like at least 2 hours and do my whole little process and then like
it's a process to be the bottom. It is a process. I don't think people realize that too. Like it's not like you just go in there and just shove in there. No, basically you shove it in there. Merry Christmas. I just shit on your dick, girl. You know, that's what's gonna happen. Yeah. Or you get like little speaker or all of a sudden you start smelling some shit, you're like when you start smelling shit, do you still keep going or do you stop?
There's some people that still keep going.
Some people.
Yes, there are. And I'd be like, nigga, you don't smell that shit? Okay.
I'd get turned off real quick. I'd be like, look, all right, hop in the shower. Let's wash this shit off. It's like, and then we'll go back to it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
You guys didn't embarrass. We're just like, no, let's just.
So what happened, Angel?
No, he was like being super dramatic, saying that we have to part ways because I'm not available for him every day.
Girl, you ain't no prostitute.
Let me tell you though. He is actually, he was in the U.S. gymnastics team.
Oh, what's his name, girl?
I'm not going to tell you.
Bitch, I would have stopped. Girl, I would have dropped what the fuck I'm doing, Miss Thing. Let's do some backflips on that dick, girl.
He's like trying to rap too and everything. And
girl.
I'm DL and what? All this stuff. And I'm like,
hold up. He's a rapping gymnast. On the down low. Shit.
A down low rapping gymnast.
No, this, he was like this, y'all. He was like this. My name is.
I backflip on that dick. Oh my goodness. A U.S. gymnastic team?
I think sex is like a huge factor for me. I feel like a porn star every time. Very passionate.
Work, bitch. But I think even
I gotta feel comfortable. I have to feel comfortable with someone because I really am like giving myself to someone. Like, you know,
yeah.
Like I'm sure that's how women feel. Like they're literally giving their bodies to a man and like putting themselves in a vulnerable position.
Yeah, someone's going inside your body.
Yeah,
unless you're a whore and you just escape the whole experience.
Guilty.
Yeah,
guilty me. I'm a fucking whore. I'm just I escape it, girl. I escape to the dick, girl. It's like the escape room, girl. He's like trying to find your way out, girl, you know? Just puzzles. Yes. Just puzzles on the dick, girl. But yeah, so. All right, you guys. Well, thank you guys for a wonderful episode of anal sex and all the other teacher stuff.
You know what? Hold up, though. Before y'all go.
Oh, yeah.
I got
last rants.
Yeah, this little rant because I got this. I got a post from my girl O'Leary. She be all up in the business, right? all right. So let me tell you, she sends me this thing through IG, and it's a site, and it has. I totally was totally clueless to all the shit. Not completely, but there's a list of racist San Francisco restaurant bars.
Oh, I seen it all.
So, come on, Brandy. Let me catch the tea. Okay. Just comment on it because so one of them is in the restaurants and bakeries. Get this list. Hamburger Mary's in the Castro.
No.
Hot Cookie, my fucking place.
Hell yeah.
In the Mission, which we ate right there. It's right next to Dance Mission. Finally ate right there. Manny's in the Mission. I know the fucking owners of them. And La Mediterranee in the Castro Pack Heights. Right? The bars, obviously. These motherfucking faggot ass bars. Batman's, Castro, Toe Hall in the Castro, Harvey's. And Jolene's in the Mission. Never heard of
Jolene's was dope. I heard about that. I actually talked with one of the employees that worked there.
It's called Jolene's.
Not discriminatory, but just like discriminative towards some of her Black and Latino workers.
Oh.
Yeah, and they were not getting paid. They were not getting paid hourly. They were getting paid by the tips.
Whoa! Hold the fuck up! You are lying. No hourly.
I will send you receipts if I need to. Yes, I literally had a conversation with one of the. She's a go-go dancer. I met her at a cafe when she was go-go dancing. But she also go-go danced at Jolene's. But then, yeah, she apparently said and did like a lot of shit.
Is you talking about go-go dancing?
Huh?
You talking about go-go dancing? Her?
No. Just the girl. She, the girl that I was talking to. She go-go danced at Jolene's and at and at a cafe, but she also worked at Jolene's as a bartender.
Oh, that's different.
Bartenders themselves would not get paid. They only get paid hourly. They did not get paid. Yeah, well, at least allegedly, they did not get paid hourly. They only got paid through tips.
Oh, no, that's illegal. That's illegal.
Yeah.
That is some legal shit. Come on now. Don't tell me that's...
I know Toad Hall because the owners are racist and they also own Badlands. And I don't like going to those places because of the fact the owners have blatantly outright said some racist ass shit. Because back then it used to be the Pendulum where Toad Hall is. And they tore that shit down. They're like, we don't want no black clubs out here in the Castro.
Sure didn't.
Oh, I'm happy I know this now. Now I know not to give my business to them anymore.
Oh, girl, no. Hamburger Mary's too. Because the guy that owns Badlands, I think he owns Badlands. No, his name's Larry. He owns Hamburger Mary's, and he also owns The Mix.
Did he own the Q Bar too?
And he owns Q Bar too.
I love Q Bar though. I used to work there.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yeah. A hot girl second.
Well, I sucked a dick in the bathroom out there.
Before they went on and under, yeah, I was there for like a month, and then that worked. That was actually one of my favorite spots to work at as a bar bag, shit.
Well, check this out. For the cafes, they have Andytown Coffee Roasters in the Outer Sunset, Ritual Coffee, Fields Coffee,
of course.
And Blue Bottle Cafe. I've never heard of that.
Blue Bottle's actually really good. But I didn't know they're a racist company, though. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did they say why they're racist?
Probably the owners or something like that.
There's stories out there. What's so funny is the one about Paprika in the Mission, that is just, there's a video going around of this kid. I don't know how Brandy, how the shit even started?
Okay, so yes. So, because Freddie literally told me about this before I seen it on channel, the news yesterday. So there's this woman, she likes Alan.
She has a restaurant right next to the studio that I've been teaching at forever.
Yeah, it's called Paprika. And she's been an evil... Yeah, she's been evil. She always cusses people out. She done throw buckets of water on people. She cusses out. She does.
Fucked up.
You never. Yeah, I see her literally throw a bucket of water on this Mexican dude. I'm not even lying. She be Freddie and the Dance Mission people don't like her because she cusses them out every time they park in the alleyway to unload their drums. So she been a little cuckoo in the cabana. Yes.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was already like shaky. So basically, she always goes off on people, but she was hurling the N-word around. So basically, she had been getting at people because, you know, there's a lot of, you know what type of people being around Dance Mission. And she was calling this black boy a nigger hella times over and over again. And he tape recorded the woman saying this outside of her restaurant. And so after that, they were arguing back and forth and she didn't give a damn and she kept saying it and stuff. And so basically, Alan, I don't know if you've seen this, but they tagged her. They spray painted the front of the door, tagged it up. They had, the Mission.
I heard about that though.
They defaced the property. They had to clean it up. Damn. They had to clean it up. She ain't there no more. You seen the news.
Wait, yeah, she left?
She was a co-owner. She wasn't the owner. She was a co-owner. I thought you watched the clip.
No, I only watched as much as I could. Oh. They
didn't
show everything.
Oh, they didn't? Okay, so basically, when I watched on Channel 7 last night, there's another owner. His name is like Cesar Chavez. Literally Cesar Chavez. It's like that's his name. And he said that she had to step down because he is appalled that she would go and use that word. And he invited the boy back to the restaurant. He can have as many meals he wants because he wants to sit down and talk to that boy and have a conversation because he said that was totally unacceptable. And he's a Latino man. And he just felt like, you know, because that's his business too. Yeah. He's not, he ain't never been up in there. But she ended up writing an apology letter that they showed on the news. She wrote an apology letter about her behaviors and said, you know, due to, I will step down. But if you go to Yelp and look up Paprika, they got a whole bunch of one stars now. And so they have stopped the what's it called for Paprika, and it says due to a certain an incident that happened at this restaurant, we're having an unusual amount of, you know, false, false whatever. And so, it tells you, like, you know, they've been through something. So all these one stars is not necessarily on their food, but an incident that has happened at their restaurant.
Damn.
She ain't there no more. She stepped back. She stepped back because she acted a damn fool and got caught.
You fucked up the place. I'm surprised they didn't riot it.
Wow.
Well, they didn't ride because they thought, but I mean, they cleaned it up, but Freddie was like, you see that? It's like, you can kind of see the outlining where they spray painted and shit.
Wow.
Like, damn. I said, that cheesecake was good as fuck too. Damn.
Well, yeah, don't support racist businesses.
Well, nigga, nigga, look at me saying nigga. Excuse me. Like, I say nigga like I say hello, and like, faggot, I'm sorry.
I say bitch to bitch.
But look at, though, we can't even go to fucking Hot Cookie. We can't go to Hamburger Mary's, and we would go to Hamburger Mary's, then go to Hot Cookie.
We'd do both in one night.
In one night.
Fuck.
So we're going to all the places.
What'd you say, Angel?
Hey, but you know the owners of Manny, because Manny, we back in the day, we used to see him out at the clubs and shit.
Really?
Yep, I'm going to send you a picture of him.
Did I have sex with him?
Man. You probably did.
Okay.
I'm not even
he gave you a little hot cookie?
You probably did.
Yeah. A little Sakina's cookie?
Yeah, daddy, yeah. I actually have their underwear, too.
Y'all, don't support these businesses.
No, don't. Stay the fuck away from them.
It'll be easy because Hamburger Mary ain't been open since the pandemic happened anyway. So
and they ain't that good anyways. And Tamia better not go there no more because Tamia works there. No, she'll still work there. She needs the money.
She can't do no drag shows no more.
Yeah. Wait, so is this all the Hamburger Marys? Because we have two.
No, just the one in the city.
No, just the one in the Castro.
Okay.
The owner is known for racism.
No, he said, no. It can't be all of them.
Like, I'm not willing to give up.
We got Long Beach. I'm like, I know there's more out there.
The one in LA's good. So.
Okay, good, because I would go and get free drinks at the one here.
That's not you supporting. That's you getting free drinks.
Yeah, right?
The one in Weho.
So technically, you're taking from the racism.
Money.
Yes.
Which is everything you deserve.
You're right. All right, you guys. Well, thank you guys for listening to a wonderful episode. Another episode of What's the 5678. You can look us up on Instagram at What's the 5678, on Facebook, wherever streaming platforms you can listen to us. Any last rants, Alan, besides that? I have nothing else to say.
Y'all, just try to keep your mental health.
Oh, yeah, wear your mask, please. Please. Don't be those dumbass people out there not wearing a mask. Think it's your right not to wear a mask. Wear a fucking mask.
I'm wearing it when I'm around a whole bunch of motherfucking strangers.
They won't be like, it's the law. We have this character out there. It's the law, but they don't want to wear a fucking mask.
Oh, listen.
It's the law!
This is how easy you can get it. So a coworker of mine was supposed to go to a bachelorette party. She ended up not going. Couldn't find out one of the bitches there was asymptomatic. Got all the bitches sick.
She was a super spreader. That's what the fuck she was.
Yep. No, she was all nine bitches got the COVID, honey. And she was like, I'm glad I didn't go. Because you know what? She's like, I don't know none of those bitches. I know like one or two of them. The rest of them, I don't know who they be with, who they hang out with, what they be doing. So she was like, I'm not going.
Is the mask really going to protect her from everybody else?
Keep her from spreading.
Yes. It'll protect, because again, if the bitch was talking without a mask and it got on your mask and all of a sudden you put the mask down. Yes, Maria, she's like, yes.
Sorry.
And, but not by like touching somebody.
Yeah, you put the mask down or you just rub it against.
Like, let's say if we rub elbows or something.
Girl, and I went like this one. Yeah, girl, now you got it.
The mask is supposed to protect people from you, period.
Yes. When I go outside, I think everyone got it. Alan, I still think you got it, so stay the fuck away from me. But when I go outside, I think everyone has it. Those little children today.
Well, you should think that.
I do. Those little kids next to me, I was like, I kept on telling them, I was like, 6 feet, bitch, 6 feet. And get the fuck out of my shade. Because I had my little tarp up today. We're outside dancing. And the bitches were trying to get in my tarp. And I was like, nah, bitches, I had this up. So you get the fuck away from me, 6 feet, bitch, 6 feet.
Well, I got a story.
What, Brittany, tell us your story, bitch. Tell us your story.
My mother just called me the other day, and her good friend got the Rona. She just told me.
How'd she get it?
Got the Rona. It's a him. He was in a car with his friends, and he had been in the ICU for 2 whole weeks. He just got out of the ICU. He's still in the hospital. She just told me this like 3 days ago, and he thought he was going to die. And the fact that he had diabetes, his diabetes was all over the place, and they couldn't control it because of the Rona. Damn. And so it's going on week 3, and we didn't even know he was in the hospital. He had told my mom after he was getting changed from the ICU to a normal part of the hospital, and he was scared. He thought he was going to die.
Wow.
He lives in the Bay.
Yeah, it's no joke. Wear a mask, y'all. Don't think. There's a lot of people out there that think, oh.
Have to sanitize your hands.
Yep. Another story. Some white lady in L.A. purchased a Black Lives Matter permit. So this
Wait. We have a permit
for Black Lives Matter? It's called a protesting permit, basically.
Okay.
So this white lady used that to her advantage so this rich white school can march together with no mask on. With this whole gathering. So they had a gathering, and the police can't do anything about the gathering because they had a permit for the gathering.
Okay, that don't sound right, because you can protest, but you have to protest peacefully. And what the fuck does a protest got to do with you following the rest of the law, which is
a mask? They should wear a mask, but because they're a large crowd. So the permit was to be in a large crowd. That was the permit. But
you don't have to have a permit to protest, though.
Well, I guess they have a certain city. Yeah, certain cities. To if you want to hold like a protest with more than so many, like let's say 100, 200 people, you need to get a permit to hold those gatherings. Yes, everyone has to wear a mask, but in this case, these people were not wearing a mask and they were supposed to wear a mask. You hear? Oh yeah, girl, look it up. It's fucking crazy.
Hold up. When they was having a big ass protest in L.A., asking for permits and shit. That shit was going down.
Well, that was thousands and thousands of people. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't have to, if it's a protest, you do not have to have a permit to protest.
I don't know. This white lady, she used, I don't know. It was on TikTok. And this guy.
TikTok.
Yeah. And this guy was talking about it. And he was like, some woman, she purchased a fucking protest thing for Black Lives Matter. And yeah, isn't that crazy? So the kids can. Look it up. It's on Instagram.
Okay. No. You know what? Instagram is not a.
It's not Google. I know. I don't know if it's true or not. I just heard it. So I don't know if it's true or not. But yes, people are not wearing a mask in these large groups because they think they ain't going to get it.
They were doing that when they were fucking protesting about opening things up again.
Yes, I know. Yes. It's my right to wear a mask. Like, no, you're...
With their little signs like, I need a haircut.
Yeah.
We want to stop dying, bitch.
I need my nails done. So, yeah. So, all right, you guys. Have a great night. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for our wonderful guests that we have on today. Angel's Tired Ass, Brandis, Show, and Miss Bree. Thank you so much. And also Lucy, that was on earlier. Thank you so much. And oh, also
you forgot Tamia. About Tamia.
And Tamia Bonklop.
And Charles.
Well, Lucy. Her name is Lucy.
My bad. She I just think Charles. Honey. I don't even know who that is.
Her name's Lucy, and she sucks a lot of dick. So, yeah.
Okay. she ain't none of my friends, honey.
I know, because you don't suck dick, huh?
I sure do.
Because she don't suck dick.
I got TMJ. I had dental work done. My shit is already bucking by itself. I don't need help.
Oh, my God. All right, you guys. Alan, anything else, Alan?
Honey, no. Thank you.
All right, you guys. Bye-bye. Alan, say bye-bye.
Good night, you guys.